This is Gohan from Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 104 of the After Hour Nerd podcast, the week of November 29th, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers last week's important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill, the Island Boys. Shout out to them, huh?
I don't even know who those two are or why they're popular all of a sudden, but I just saw the Warack video responding to that.
No, is there a Warack
video?
See it? No.
Like, don't you ever talk about Rhode Island, bro? Said we are an island. It's a whole spiel.
We're a pencil.
It's a whole spiel. It's crazy.
We're not an island.
They're like sitting over there in like Narragansett, like looking at the water. Like we are an island. Don't talk about Rhode Island, bro.
Remember when we got pulled over by the cop and he was like, "You're on a peninsula," and I was like, "The state of Rhode Island is a peninsula," and he was like, "Fuck. All right. Yeah. Good point."
I don't know what that guy was trying to do.
You play any games?
I played some Halo. With you,
I
you
watched
were there.
You, yeah, you were pretty bad.
Bodying.
Yeah, right. I wish, actually, I saw a couple articles talking about Halo doesn't give you your KD.
Stupid.
Well, it makes sense, because if you think about it, Halo's more objective-based.
It is, but I still like to see the KD.
Yeah, it helps a little bit.
Like, even if it doesn't even matter, just put it there so you can see.
Well, give me my win and loss record, then.
I never care about the win and loss record.
On the ranked? I'm Diamond 3, baby.
Are you? I don't even know what rank I'm at.
It depends. So you have to play the ranked mode? Give you the ranking,
yeah.
So I bet you haven't even hit enough ranked plays.
I mean,
the Fiesta mode doesn't count.
Yeah,
there's an actual ranked game play mode.
I probably only played like three games of ranked. I played like a couple pubs, and then we played the Fiesta.
I've broken it down now in Halo that there's two tiers of guns. There's either tier one that can kill people, and then tier two that's just fucking useless. Like, if you get the heat wave, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You get the plasma pistol,
yep,
you're fucked.
Same thing.
If you play the Fiesta and they give you the heat wave and the plasma pistol, you might as well jump off the edge.
Better go find a dead body and steal a gravity hammer and call it a day.
I've learned now, I never use the the abilities. Now I use the grappling hook all the time.
All the time.
The repulsor, I figured out how to use the repulsor. So that's, if you ever notice when you use it, it like sends
like
out a shockwave.
Yeah, blows shit away, yeah.
If you're standing next to the edge, use it and you blast them off the edge and it gives you the kill.
Yeah, I've seen people do that in like montages. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I was trying to figure out like when the right time to use it was.
So I've shot a rocket at a guy and he used it to send it back at me.
Did it work?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It killed me. It was embarrassing.
That really sends it back?
Yeah. I think the most useless one is a little force shield you throw down. Just because if you shoot it, it breaks and it breaks so fast.
Yeah. I mean, someone could just walk or jump over it and shoot you.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
I feel like it's just good to, like, charge, throw it out there, and just try to run the other way. It just gives you a little bit of cover.
I use it as a decoy. Like, if I'm hiding behind a corner and they know I'm there and I know that they know I'm there, I'll throw it out there so they shoot it, and I'll run. Like you said, I'll run the other way.
Yeah, you kind of just use it as a way to go the other way. Like, I just use it to block fire.
Right,
so I
literally
can switch directions.
I used it one time, and, of course, the guy had a sword. He went right through it and fucking stabbed me.
The grapple hook's just crazy.
The grapple hook
people
is insane.
People coming around corners with the gravity hammer just blasting you in the face.
Someone grappled onto me. You, like, used the grapple on me, came flying at me. I turned.
You saw that guy that came onto me. He freaking flew over the top. Like, and I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, that's the thing about Halo. They're like fast-paced
intensity.
Looking
like Thor.
Yeah, no.
Came at me hard.
That gravity hammer needs to be nerfed big
time. I felt
like
Thanos.
What, just getting, he aimed
like
for the head?
Getting the freaking thing to the chest.
Yeah, no, you got fucking slaughtered.
That guy just absolutely obliterated me.
You play tactical too. That's not a game you can play tactical. You got to turn.
You gotta
tactical.
Play tactical on everything.
No, because you need that melee immediately.
The melee is more natural with the stick.
Right.
Yeah.
With tactical,
oh, no.
B is
no. Sliding's more tactical with the stick.
Yeah.
Because you're already running with the stick.
But in Halo, you'd rather melee than slide.
I don't have a problem getting the melee off. I have a hard time getting it to hit.
It's because you're trash.
I just never connect. And then I'll just get whacked. Once you miss a melee, you just get melee. So just call it a day.
Yeah. If
you miss, you're going to take it to the back.
I think the only thing they need to fix for Halo now, because technically the full game releases next week, I think the only thing they fully need to fix is the Battle Pass. The Battle Pass is shit.
Apex's Battle Pass has been kind of shit, too.
Yeah, but so in Apex, right, the better you do in the game, the more XP you gain.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way in Halo.
Yeah, it's all objective.
Well, not only that, it's It's only by the challenges.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And you can run out of challenges. So right now I have no challenges.
That also helps in Apex too. And you do run out if you just shuffle through and do them all.
That's so.
It's the same shit.
Currently,
but you
right
still
now,
get a little bit every game.
The
so
only
that helps.
Thing I get is 50 per game. Yeah. No matter how good I do.
You just gotta grind, dude.
But that's so boring.
They don't celebrate your good performance. They don't care how good you do.
No, they don't.
They just want you to play.
There are games that I will end like 2 for 20, and then games I will end 20 for 2.
There's no record of any of it, so it doesn't matter. There is
oh,
no.
I screenshot every game.
There's
I
no
go
2 for 20s. Yeah, every game you go to work, but you don't screenshot the 2 for 20s
because they never happen. Like you said,
exactly.
There's no record,
no proof.
Yes. All right, let's take a short little break and be back with the news. Dude. All right, we're back. Quick news of the week. Atlas announces 13 Sentinels Age of Rimis. Aegis Rim will be coming to Nintendo Switch on April 12, 2022. That released on the PS4 last year. It was like...
It sounds familiar.
It's considered like a game of the... Like a lot of people say it was snubbed from Conversations Game of the Year. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl is the second biggest launch on the Nintendo Switch in Japan, only behind Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Of course.
Well, yeah, I would think Sword and Shield would be up there.
Yeah.
But I guess...
Well, just like the nostalgia.
I was gonna say, new format,
mm-hmm. You know?
I actually 100% enjoy...
I'm assuming you like this better than...
I do. And I think it looks better. Well, I like this art style better than the...
Anything newer is going to look better.
But Sword and Shield try to do like...
Too much.
Well, you're like the actual shape of a human.
Yeah.
Where this one goes back to your chibi version.
Yeah.
Where it looks more like... almost they took the pixel art style and made it 3D.
Yeah.
So it looks... I don't know. I prefer that. Nick Fury is now a purchasable skin in Fortnite. They're just running out of Marvel heroes to give you.
Nick Fury.
And then Hayao. Whatever. You know.
He's got an eye patch.
Hayao Miyazaki is coming out of retirement for one more film. That Studio Ghibli's How Do You Live? He's the Brett Favre of movies. He just retires and then comes out of retirement for the next film every single time.
Sometimes you just get the idea for something better.
Yeah, apparently. First big news story of the week, Battlefield 2042 is now one of Steam's most poorly reviewed games ever. This is by Vicky Blake on GamesRadar.com. Battlefield 2042's 30,000-plus mostly negative Steam reviews have been seen the shooter pick up the dubious honor of becoming one of Steam's most poorly reviewed games of all time. Of the 33,000 reviews left on Steam, just 26% are positive, which means a whopping 74% are not. This means that from a pool of over 59,000 games, DICE's latest Battlefield installment, which was only released on November 19th, has the 8th worst Steam score of all time. So you were actually talking to me about the clips you saw.
Yeah, God, it looked atrocious.
Atrocious? Like all the bugs?
Bugs. I've never seen a game like that buggy before. We've seen some bugged out games.
I don't think this is getting enough flack if Cyberpunk 2077 couldn't even like take a shit without everyone writing a story about it. Like,
yeah,
this looks horrible, some of the stuff I'm seeing. I saw a video of a dude land, or I don't even know if he landed.
Half the time they just go right through the floor. Yes. Like, every time. They land and they just go right through the floor. The whole video I watched was just literally people falling through the floor, falling through the wall.
Yep.
Like flying out of space. And yes. Just, I don't know. It was just weird.
And you would think like, again, everyone's always like, oh, delay, because of you don't want to be the next Cyberpunk 2077. This is looking like it would be the next Cyberpunk 2077. It's just like you don't really see anyone talking about it. I don't know if it's because it wasn't as hyped as Cyberpunk.
Well, yeah.
Battlefield is a huge brand, though.
It is, and they dropped a crazy trailer for it, too, so you'd think this would be a bigger deal.
Right.
But, I mean, I've seen people talking about it. It's definitely news.
Right.
It's not on the same radar as Cyberpunk, but people were waiting for that for like 9 years.
Seriously.
You know, I mean, do you know how many teaser, like fake Rick
it's
rolls,
true, yeah.
things you see for Cyberpunk?
Yeah. Like, and they had a huge, like they were sending people chairs.
That's
and
a completely new game
yep.
with, you know, all that. It's like GTA, but crazier, futuristic. Right. This is just another Battlefield.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right. Maybe
Vanguard
that's why
just
not...
came out, so maybe, you know, the talk's off of this. Halo's yep. out.
Halo, I think, is eating
Halo,
both of their lunch, no?
That's what I mean.
Halo's got to be the top dog compared to them.
Halo and Apex, I think, are still the top dogs.
Yeah, well, Halo came out almost...
As far as multiplayer slash Battle Royale.
Like, in Halo right now, you can buy professional eSport team skins for your Spartan if you want. Like, there's already a 100 Thieves skin. There's a FaZe Clan skin. There's an Optics. You know, there's all these different skins for eSports teams already in the game.
That's the one thing I feel like the multiplayers have over the battle royals. The cosmetics are way better.
Yeah.
Being able to customize them completely.
Right.
Compared
right.
to just getting a skin and preset skin.
Well, that's, I think, the only thing that keeps you going, too, right? Is if you play that game for so long, you still want, like, a carrot at the end of the stick.
Even when we used to play Rainbow Six.
Right.
You get to customize the guy. You get to put the mask on, all that shit. That was always dopest, making sure your guy looked. But given getting the option to do individual things, not just... just get a random ass skin.
That's
because sometimes you get a skin, even if it's legendary. Not all legendary skins are cool.
No, they suck.
So some of them blow.
And sometimes you get the legendary skin. That's like the one legendary skin you'll ever get.
But when you get to customize the mask,
yep.
the gloves, the jacket,
yeah, yeah.
even if it's ugly, even if it's not legendary, or if it's a low ranking,
yep.
you know, item, it still might look cool with your fit.
Right.
And you can still play around with it any way you want instead of just choosing from a bunch of preset skins.
Even in Halo, just unlocking a color is cool.
That's what I mean. Getting a new color on the guy. It's all different. I think that's what keeps those going over the battle royals.
Next news story, Nintendo America president joins PlayStation and Xbox counterparts in criticism of Activision Blizzard. This is by Liam Doolin on NintendoLife.com. Nintendo America's president, Doug Bowser, last week issued an internal response to ongoing reports about allegations of misconduct at Activision Blizzard. Bowser's emails, which have been publicly shared by FanBite, was sent out on the 19th of November and reached all levels of Nintendo America, including internal development houses such as Retro Studios and recently acquired Canadian team Next Level Games. Bowser mentioned how distressing and disturbing the reports were and said every company in the industry was responsible for creating an environment where everyone is treated as an equal. Direct quote from the email, along with all of you, I've been following the latest developments with Activision Blizzard and the ongoing reports of sexual harassment and toxicity at the company. I find these accounts distressing and disturbing. They run counter to my values as well as Nintendo's beliefs, values, and policies. Every company in the industry must create an environment where everyone is respected and treated as equals, and we are all understanding the consequences of not doing so. His email further states how Nintendo has committed itself to an open and inclusive workplace, welcome everyone, expects the same from the rest of the industry and its partners. Nintendo's representatives have apparently been in contact with Activision, have taken action, and are assessing others. Bowser mentioned how Nintendo has been working with ESA, a lobbying organization Activision is also a member of, encouraging it to strengthen its stances on harassment and hold its members to the highest standard. Both Sony and Microsoft are also reporting reevaluating their relationship with Activision Blizzard. This is a news story only because basically the big three, Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony, have all...
gone against.
Yeah, like, yeah. but publicly have oh, yeah. all, which I don't think has ever happened for any company.
I mean, you can't really sit there and be silent, though, because then it's, people are going to be like, oh, do they support this?
Well, my problem is, like, okay, they come out and make this public statement, right?
I think it's just for the publicity.
100%. Like,
do I think the guy cares? Maybe.
Right.
But it's obviously 90% publicity stunt.
Yes.
To get the good,
yes.
the good feedback because that we support.
It's not like
support.
They're going to stop selling their games, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe, I think the biggest thing you might see is, like, when they throw an event, like a Nintendo event, they might not allow an Activision Blizzard game to be showcased.
To be shown, I can see that.
Which is maybe, like, is that even that big of a deal? Because when Activision Blizzard makes a game like Call of Duty Vanguard, you don't need to show it
because
everyone knows Call of Duty.
Yeah. We all know it's going to drop every fucking September or whatever month it drops. Just like 2K every yep. November, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know it's going to come out. You don't need it. You don't need to see it.
Yep.
But, I mean, hopefully everything he says he means.
Right, but it's almost like he gave this statement without any action. You know, like there was no action items. There was nothing like, there was no actual yeah. promises.
Well, I mean, what kind of, if you don't believe your company, you know, is doing what the report is saying, yep. what kind of actions can you take?
Right,
you
right.
You just got to hope, you know, your people don't do this.
Well, he could have said something like, hey, we will no longer, like you said, partner, or I said, yeah, be partnering oh, yeah. with EA until they show that they have, you know, made progressive stances and changes. A lot of people want Bobby Kotick out. I never see that guy leaving. I don't care how bad people want him to leave. I just don't see them ever letting him go.
Wasn't, like, the president get fired in, like, the first day? Like,
well, so the CEO
or the
dropped that guy.
HR got fired?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
That? Like, I mean,
they dropped everyone but the guy they want out. You know, like.
I mean, you got to get him out at some point. If
I don't know if they do. Like, I think maybe if nothing happens for a year, you almost forget. And then you kind of like say, oh, but you remember when they were shitbags?
This is one of those things where it doesn't seem like people might forget.
Well,
some people will forget, but right. You know there's going to be that select few that will hold it against this company until yes. the day oh, they go.
Yeah, and again, they should be, right? Like, this is...
Even if half the people forget about it, the other half's still going to shit on it.
Right, right.
And that's not good.
They're going to shit on it as they're walking out of GameStop with their Call of Duty Vanguard copy in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's you say one thing and then do the other, because it depends on what game is the top streaming game.
I'm thinking more from the journalist aspect.
Right, yeah.
Because you know they're just going to trash it. Oh, yeah. Even 100%. If the people that play mm-hmm. Call of Duty are, you know, mad and they're going to be like, oh, I'm not going to stream this.
Yeah.
I'm not streaming Call of Duty anymore.
Right.
We'll probably see them on the next Call of Duty.
Right.
But the journalists are the people you got to worry about. All it takes is a couple bad articles and your reputation is just gone.
Yeah, 100%. And 100%.
That's all it takes.
I honestly think, again, if we're going back to where I was saying, Battlefield 2042, I don't think is getting enough shit that it should be because of the way it released.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, there is news about it for sure.
Was
like
it this wasn't just a beta, right?
No, this is the full
this
game.
This is legit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But that's the thing. I feel like, because it was the multiplayer that was glitched bad. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things they'll just do update 1.13.
Yes. Yes.
You know, 862 gigs, and here you go. Now here's the real game.
I think we all owe Cyberpunk an apology because they're actually trailblazers.
I never talked trash about it. I never did because I had it on PC and it worked fine for me.
They were trailblazers because they decided we're going to be the first to release an unfinished game and just progressively
and then give
update
us
it.
Update 1.12, yes. 1.123, 1.124.
Yes.
Hey, they're all 862 gigs, so you're going to have to delete every game you own.
And eventually we'll give you the game.
It's going to work great in a year.
Yes.
I mean, it always worked good for me. Yes. So I never talk trash about Cyberpunk.
I honestly think, like, by the time that the next gen version comes out,
also don't forget it's hard to top what Cyberpunk did mm-hmm. now.
Yes.
So I feel like that's why
yes.
they're just like, everyone's just like, ah, we expected this.
Well, I also think, like, when you're like, well, watch out for the journalists, they're also driven by, they have to write an article that gets enough attention, because if not, it's not bringing in the
profit.
They'll
exaggerate.
Well, not, they know, like, certain toxic
targets, triggers.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, their game came out a couple weeks ago, Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Yeah.
You're going to sit here and say, what the fuck is that? It's
It was on Game of the Year contender, or it was on one of those categories.
The JRPG, yeah. Yes. But it's a spin, or Persona, a more known series, is a spinoff of that game.
Is it? All right.
So they know that Persona is the more known game, so every review was titled Persona-like. And people are like, why did you have to put... But because the Persona name grabs more people.
It grabs
people.
Your attention, yeah.
Right.
You're going to read it instead of just reading Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Which, what the fuck is a Shin Megami Tensei?
Exactly.
You know, like,
you just scroll... I don't know what that is. You scroll right yes. by it.
But then you see Persona, you're like, oh, I know that. And I think one of the characters was in Smash Bros. And
yeah, no, they know how to grab the attention. It's right. all about creating the hook.
Mm-hmm.
First lesson in first grade. Write the hook. Got to ring the reader in.
And know your audience, right?
And know your audience.
Yes.
Read
and
the
gamers
room.
Gamers are toxic.
Oh, God, yeah.
So they want the most toxic thing they can read.
It's very toxic.
They want to be able to put a comment, fuck these guys and fuck you all.
My favorite part about gaming, though, is when you go on the mic and someone says, hey, where are you from? And you say Rhode Island, and they're like, what's that? It's like, dude. And they're like, I live in Kansas. And I'm like, I know what Kansas is. Why don't you know what Do they not teach geography in other states?
Well, my thing is,
how do you not know the 50 states?
Rhode Island is the smallest state, right? Like, how is that?
And
not
that's
like,
known. That's yes. a selling point. Hey, that's the smallest state in Rhode Island.
Yes.
And I'm like, hey, I live in Rhode Island. They're like, you live in Britain? I'm like, bro, I live in Rhode Island. You live on an island? Rhode Island.
Why do so many people get Rhode Island and Staten Island confused? Do you know? Like, has that ever happened to you? And it's like, what the fuck?
Someone they've said something. What's another island? Because I've said that, Rhode Island. They say some other island. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I live over here, right next to Massachusetts. What's Massachusetts? Like, how do you not know the other states?
Well, especially because Massachusetts is so important for, like, Boston and all that and the Revolutionary
yeah.
War.
Oh, yeah. No, you only learn about it 200 times. Concord, Lexington, all these other freaking Massachusetts areas. You're telling me you don't know what Massachusetts is?
Rhode Island and the Island Boys deserve the respect.
We do. I'm like, I know where you live. Why don't you know where I live?
I was actually listening to another gaming podcast, and like an industry insider is from Narragansett.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm from Rhode Island. They're like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, what the fuck?
That's what
like,
I mean. We're grown adults. I knew my 50 states in seventh grade.
Name
by
50
heart.
Right now.
All 50?
Yes.
I know all the capitals, though. You can hit me with three capitals. I'll name all
Kansas.
Three.
Kansas.
Topeka.
Oh, that's a good one. North Dakota.
Bismarck.
South Dakota.
Pierre.
I'm going to be so honest with you. I have no idea if you're right on any of those.
I think I'm right.
Kansas, I'm pretty
I'm
sure
I'm definitely
you're
right with Kansas.
Washington.
Oh, wait, I lied. I was wrong with Kansas.
Yeah.
It's Frankfort. Because Topeka's Kentucky.
See, you're convincing
But the other two I got right. Pierre and Bismarck for facts.
To be honest with
you. Fact check me.
All right, ready? Hold on.
Capital of South Dakota.
Capital Pierre. Of South. We have gone off the.
I'm telling you.
Capital of South Dakota. What did you say it was?
Pierre.
It is Pierre.
Bang. North Dakota.
All right. Ready?
I said Bismarck.
I'll be so real with you. Bismarck. God damn. I believed you regardless.
Check Kansas now. Frankfort.
I believed you regardless of what you said just because you said it so convincingly. You know? I know. Like, just like that.
Frankfort.
Kansas is Topeka.
Ah, I was right the first time. So Frankfort's Kentucky then.
I am shocked that you know these. Frankfort, yeah.
I know all of them.
Yes. Washington.
Washington, yeah. Olympia.
Oh, I think you're right. I won't be so real with you. I'm not even... Olympia, yeah. And you know what? Next trivia night, you're coming with me.
I'm nasty with trivia, no, dude. You are good. I know all 50 state capitals still.
California.
Yeah. What is it? It's like Sacramento or something.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
Dude, Texas.
Austin.
I think that's right. Austin.
Yeah.
I'm not you're a genius. I take it back.
Yeah.
Every time I've called you an idiot when you're not
I
here,
told you yes, I was no, smart.
100%.
Yeah.
Next news story. Sony could be planning a PlayStation mobile controller patent suggested by Andy Robinson on videogamechronicle.com. The patent, which was published this week by SIE's Japanese division, describes a system for playing games on a device coupled with two controller grips. The controller, which resembles PS4's DualShock 4 rather than PS5's newer DualSense, is described as a left side grip portion with a right side grip portion with the left and right hands of the user. According to the patent, the included drawings of the device emit a shaft portion that can be tilted by the user and detect the tilt and direction and tilting amount of the shaft portion. I included the photo for you to see, Dill. The following month, PlayStation boss Jim Ryan confirmed that the platform holder was planning to bring some of its iconic IP to mobile during its current business year ending in March 2022. So, current business year ending in March 2022, which means we should be seeing some games go mobile soon then.
Yeah.
We have what, like four or five months then?
Yeah. Roughly.
Which would mean if this patent's true, we would probably see a device like this. It honestly looks like they split the PS4 controller.
This looks like that other thing that... What was that other little system that was getting teased?
The Steam Deck?
The Steam Deck.
Yes.
It looks just like that. Well, what that was.
This is a little different where the Steam Deck is a device. This is just a controller.
It's just a controller, but it looks
similar,
though.
That you put your phone in. Yeah, it almost looks like a Switch.
So you put your phone in this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a thinner, longer Switch.
Which you use
your
phone for.
With a smaller screen.
Yeah, right, because
it's literally like... Oh, so you slide your phone sideways into that?
Yes.
And then that's how it works?
Okay. Yes. Where if you can adjust that, maybe you can even put an iPad in between.
I mean, it's a dope idea, but I see COD Mobile players using it, PUBG Mobile,
yep.
Those type of games.
Well, again, if you bring Uncharted to it now, because Uncharted's older.
I wonder if it would... You know how, like... Would it work, though, with, like... I think you can buy, what, Tactics from the game store? Like, the app
you
store?
You can, but they haven't updated Tactics since, like, 2011.
That's what I mean. Do you think this would work for
no.
games like that? Or
no.
Does it have to be specific
well,
to...
Well, I think... Sony's going to start branching out and actually bring some of their games mobile.
Yeah.
Because you could bring older titles. Like, imagine bring Sly Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Like PS2 games or something. You know, just something that gives
Sly
you...
Sly Cooper is such an iconic game.
Brand recognition, right?
Such an iconic
game. Older Jak and
Daxter. If they came out with a Sly Cooper 5, I'd buy it immediately.
Right. So what if you bring the older games mobile? Mobile is the biggest gaming market there is.
Which I don't like that. But
me neither.
I hate that. I don't want my phone to be playing games.
100%. But Japan would eat this shit up so quick.
I already got to buy the fucking like 300 terabyte storage just to survive. Like, now I'd have to buy like the 800 terabyte.
If you're buying like PlayStation games for mobile,
yeah.
What do you think that storage is going to be on your phone? Obviously, they're going to bring different versions to your phone, I would think.
Yeah.
Or I would hate it if it's all streamed.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool.
Well, maybe, again, maybe you can tie your phone to your PlayStation. You can play it almost like a Switch, like you're undocking it almost in a sense. And you could play, because if you're playing, like, again, a JRPG, it's not, you don't need that quick reaction time.
Yeah.
So if it is a little delayed, it's not the biggest, you know, problem. You could just continue to play it.
Why can't they just
They can't just add the freaking Sony mobile app to your phone?
They probably could. That's what it
have all the games on that. You just download it and play it and call it a day.
Well, I don't know if they want you to download. Cause
they're
again,
mobile, though. There should be small downloads.
I would think so. It depends on where they're going with this. I think this is something to combat Xbox because Xbox has that play it anywhere. Like, my brother talks about how he plays. He actually plays on his iPad.
Spenny was saying that he was playing Halo from his phone or something.
And apparently, it's actually pretty usable.
Yeah.
I actually kind of want to try it on my Mac. Like, see if I can.
Oh, don't be crazy. The Mac.
But it's streamed. It's not downloaded.
Still, though. Mac's just not there.
Hey, my A10 processor core. I don't know what it means.
I think
okay?
It's like an A12, no?
No, I don't have the newest one. What a bum. I know. Broke. Broke. I actually.
I mean, it definitely seems like a cool idea.
Why
I
do
think
you
it'll
think
hit
they,
for people.
Why do you think they use the DualSense 4 instead of the new one? Do you think it's an issue with getting the parts for a DualSense?
I'm sure they got plenty of parts for the PS4 controller. I mean, surprisingly, the PS5 controller is the only thing you can get.
Yeah, you're
from
right.
A PS5.
Yeah, you still cannot buy a PS5.
There's plenty of those in the fucking store, but no system.
Ooh, ooh.
No system, though, so it's like. They even got Mad of the Red controllers out, and that one.
And people love that red controller.
I need to get it, but I'm just such a broke boy.
Yeah.
I can't afford that.
Broke. PlayStation has a huge catalog of diverse first-party IP that can transition to smartphone gaming and complement our AAA games or live service games. We are exploring the mobile market with some wonderful PlayStation franchises, so please stay tuned. Recently, it was confirmed that classic PlayStation racing franchise Wipeout is returning in form of a new mobile game. See, maybe they are making mobile-specific games. And it just has the Sony brand.
I could see
branding.
Racing games being a solid little mobile game.
Again, they could definitely make some type of smaller Jak and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper, like you said. You would love that.
They got to make some type of like knockoff friggin' Mario Kart.
A Wipeout, right?
Well, yeah. If it's something like that, I feel like that would be good mobile.
They used to have a PlayStation. It was like something go-karts or something. It was basically a Mario Kart knockoff that... You actually got to customize the car, though.
What about,
though?
Like, Twisted Metal? That was on. You could do that, right?
And there's rumors that a Twisted Metal is coming back, right?
That could be a solid mobile game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of games that would be, like, good to play on the go, like, on your phone with that. You just bust out that little thing
right.
Call it a day.
PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale, right?
Yeah, anything like those. Even, like, fucking, what's it called? What's that game with the car? You could hit the ball in. What's that game?
Oh, Rocket League?
Rocket League. That'd be great mobile.
Is that already...
It might already be a mobile game anyway, but I feel like obviously you'd play better with a controller.
All right, what's the next... What's the state capital of Idaho?
Idaho, huh? Boise.
Damn, dude. Like, how do you know all these things just off the top of your head?
Mr. Gilmore, 7th grade.
Shout out.
Shout out, Mr. G.
Mr. G, yes.
Sure, the GOAT.
All right, next news story. Xbox Series S reportedly outsells PS5 and Xbox Series X on Black Friday. This is by Rory Young on GameRant.com. Why do you think the Series S
Shut your
outsold?
Mouth. You know why it outsold it. Because you can't freaking get them.
But it outsold the Switch OLED, too.
I've been trying. Yeah, well, that's obvious. Nintendo will never compete with the console.
Actually, Nintendo was like the best selling for like 36 months in a row. Again, because you can't get
because you can't get shit games. That's a different story. But the console itself, obviously, an Xbox is gonna outsell a price.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
obviously the Series S is the same
price
but.
Tag probably helped, because even if you are one of the lucky few who has a PS5, and you're like, what's the new thing I'm gonna get this year? Especially with no real Sony games,
they don't even
out.
Have the digitals out for you to get the PS5 digitals.
You know, I constantly forget the fact that
they
exists.
Have it. They even have one.
Yes,
because I never hear about it.
I don't hear about a
PS5. I don't know if I'd get it, but
I think I have a better.
It's the
chance.
Storage that kills me. That's the only thing that I don't like is
the storage.
Why have something where you can only get digital anyway, and now you have less storage?
Yep. To make it cheaper.
That's great. That's a real slap in the face.
I think me and you have a better shot of finding Bigfoot in the woods than to walk into a store and finally see a PS5 on the shelf.
I don't think we'll ever see it on the shelf. Ever? It might never hit the shelf ever.
I was actually at a Target, and they had the Series S on the shelf.
Yeah.
And
well, Spenny said that they had them at his Best Buy for a couple days.
So
the Series S, but not the X.
The Series S is the only.
I got
one
it
out
that
the
first time by accident, not thinking it was going to let me process it, and it went, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then I sold it because I didn't need it.
So you're part of the problem.
But, well, yeah, I had to at that point. I didn't think it was going to hit. I hit confirm thinking it was going to send me back to the error screen, and it fucking said, all right, your order is confirmed. I was like, what the fuck? They never even gave me my digital code.
Oh, yeah.
They never gave I mean, they gave me the one game, but they didn't give me the other game.
Another one, yep.
That was a solid little bundle, though.
Yeah.
It's like three games, two controllers for $500.
My brother bought the Series X, and the only way he was able to do it was through a bundle.
Yeah.
And the
bundle. That's what I kept trying to get that Sony bundle, and it still wouldn't let me do it. I tried like four different websites.
I saw a PS5 bundle that went live today because it's Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Dude, $1,100. $1,100. It came with four controllers. Do you even need four controllers on a PS5? Like most games now on a PlayStation 5 are probably two players.
Who has
tops.
Four friends?
If you're, yeah. Right?
That can come over your house
four
and just
listeners.
Hang out.
Are you kidding me? Four friends?
I got a couch that sits three people. How am I going to get four guys in there?
Your daughter. There's one. Have her sit at a little table.
She would definitely play.
Oh, yeah. She would kill
She's
you.
A savage.
Black Friday, the Friday following Thanksgiving holiday in the United States, is one of the biggest days for video game console sales of the year. 2021 is an especially interesting year because stock remains low for the PS5 and Xbox Series consoles. In other words, it's another Black Friday ripe for the Nintendo Switch to secure more sales over next-gen consoles. Yet, if one report is to be believed, a new king has risen to the throne. The Xbox Series S is being reported as the top console of Black Friday in 2021. I wonder, though, too, we have, what is it, Forza or...
Halo was a big help.
Forza 5 and Halo just releasing.
Yeah.
And your buy-in is $300.
$300.
$300 for a next-gen console? That's an easy sell.
No, absolutely.
Especially...
Again, I think the only thing that hurts that is storage.
Right.
Which, if you're a parent and you're buying that for a kid, you don't think about storage.
You don't care.
So you don't give a shit. You saw $300 for the newest console, and you were like, oh my God, I haven't seen this since like the PS1.
Dude, $300 is what I paid for an Xbox S.
That's what I paid for like my car monthly. Like, one time? Okay.
I kid you not. I was in Target one time, and they had the Series S on the shelf, and the guy had to ask the guy who worked there like four times, is this the brand new Xbox? And the guy was like, yes. He was like, is it the brand new Xbox? And the guy was like, yes, this is the brand. Because he couldn't even believe that it was there.
$300,
and he bought it, yes.
I feel like they're still selling old Xboxes for like $400.
Yes.
And this new one's $3.
Right.
It's like, what the frig?
Yeah.
Like, no shit, you'd get this one.
Because the Xbox One X, like, the older... Like, that's still a powerhouse.
Yeah.
And it can still play the new Halo. Like, you don't
Obviously, it's not going to play it as good, though.
Right, exactly. Well, I don't know. Because technically, right now, it's capped at 60 frames.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean the processor and all that is the same.
Dude, the One X was a powerhouse. Even
I had it.
No, you had the regular one.
I don't know.
You had the base model.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, because you're sounding like a jet engine when it was.
It wasn't. I'm talking about the Xbox One. Mm-hmm. You're talking about my Xbox 360.
No. I'm talking about the one you have.
My Xbox One. I never played it with you. That was the one that Mike Steck got for Christmas. Never opened it. I took
Isn't
it
at your? Yeah, it's at your house now.
No, it's not. TT's had it for the last 2 years.
Oh, then all right, maybe
you never saw that. My PS4 was a powerhouse.
Well, you had the one that you brought to your house that you used to play Apex on with me like one time, and you're like, it doesn't run as good as my PS4.
That was that one, but okay. No, it ran decent. I liked it better than my PS4. It was smoother, I said.
That was the one that Mike Steck left in the basement for like...
Yeah, it was brand new.
That's the old one. That's the original Xbox. Have TT take a photo and send it to you.
Incorrect.
Okay. What is the capital of Missouri?
Oh, man.
Did I stump you? I'm just trying to throw them in at last second for you.
Fuck, Missouri. That's a tough one.
I can't even find it, like, through Google.
I think it's... I might get these backwards, but if you give me Missouri and Mississippi, one of them's, like, Jefferson City, and the other one's, like, Jackson City. I think Missouri's Jackson City.
Located in Jefferson City.
Jefferson City. Okay. That's the capital then. And then the other one's Jackson City.
Missouri state capital is the third structural state government in Jefferson City.
Jefferson. So Mississippi would be Jackson City then.
State capital. I'm going to check you on that. I want you to be wrong just one time. What is the state cap? Jackson. God, yeah, I'm telling you, dude, you would crush it in like a fourth grade quiz. Is that like third or fourth grade you learn the state capitals? No?
I don't think you learn them all. I learned them all in seventh grade. Like, that's when they really started getting into it. And also, my grandpa taught geography for like 42 years, so.
I had, well, yeah, that's a cheat. I had in like fourth grade, they gave you like the state map, and it had a number in it, and you had to write the state capital next to the number.
I just got so nasty with them.
And then if you passed all of them.
You almost had me stumped with the Dakotas because I always get those confused, but I got it.
I'll tell you
Bismarck
what,
though, and PA, baby.
You could have told me any city I would have. Because you said it
I
so quick.
I always say them with
so,
such
yeah.
confidence,
yes,
too. Like I know most of them by heart. Like I can pretty much get them all. I might get those little ones confused, mm-hmm. like Jackson and Jefferson, but I knew both of them.
Right.
I just didn't know which one went first. If I hear one of them, I'll know the other one automatically.
See, I don't like this. I don't like the fact that you know them all, you know?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to start studying just so I can be there with you.
You can go down the list after this podcast, and I'll just name them off.
Do you think the Switch OLED being $350 also affected the sales? That, again, a Series S is way more powerful than a Switch OLED.
I mean, it's not even a question. But
there's no game.
The OLED
really.
definitely looks way crispier than the original Switch.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And the original Switch was what, $300?
$300.
So you're paying $50 for a way better screen, more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I mean, it being $50 more
right.
than this powerhouse Xbox.
Yep.
That obviously hurts.
I think, honestly,
but I don't think it was a crazy price increase to turn people away completely.
Yeah. Well, I think the only thing that helps the Switch sales right now too is Pokemon.
That's a big obviously.
I think you could price a console at $500 and people are still going to buy it just because there are people who buy the Switch just to play Pokemon
of
and
course.
That's it.
Or Smash.
Yeah.
Or any of the
Mario Party,
yep. any of those. There could be people that will buy just for that
at
those
any
games.
Any age, though. You know what I mean? Like,
but then
age.
You have those added bonuses now that it's. I mean, Fortnite was always pretty good on it. It was
yeah.
decent.
It's gotten so shit now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so shit.
I know Apex is shit.
Fortnite
Apex used to be a solid little like relief on the Switch. Like, if
now,
you just wanted to like chill and just play something.
On Fortnite now for the Switch, they give you the mobile version.
Oh.
And you only queue with mobile people.
That
so
sucks.
They run like idiots, and you just – it's almost like a guaranteed victory every other game you play.
Yeah, that sucks.
The
only thing I also that hurts is it really – it's only beneficial when it's not docked.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
So
the new Switch.
I'm just paying $50 to play a game better handheld.
Right, which,
bitch,
again, Pokemon
it goes both
is the
ways
perfect game for
to
that.
Play a handheld.
Yeah,
yep. Of course.
At the end of Christmas, when the Christmas season's over, do you expect the Series S to be dethroned, or do you think it's just going to continue? Because, like you said, the Series S is the only one you can really actually.
I was going to say it
you
all.
You have the best.
It depends on what's available.
Yep.
And we already know the guy, the CEO, already said that PS5 is not coming out
right.
in any rapid way.
Do you think it's like mid-2022 when we finally see more of them?
I don't know if we'll see more.
It's getting disgusting.
I mean, obviously, I haven't heard any updates on this chip shortage getting any better.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Biden.
Obviously, he's already saying now in the year two
yep.
that they're already cutting down the amount that they can
right.
make. It's at a certain point, it's either going to be too much to make,
yep.
cost too much to make, or they're just not going to get the parts to make it.
Right.
I really don't know if we'll ever see it on the shelf.
Which is wild because it's been out for over a year now.
If it gets to the point year three, year four, and you've only got like 100,000 on the shelf, and there's still
mm-hmm.
20 million people
right.
that don't have one, like,
yeah,
can you keep coming out with it? Who's gonna buy it 5 years later?
People. Well, eventually, when you can get it, you're gonna have to, right? Because
they're
the
not gonna
games,
discount the price of it, though.
No,
100%
not.
You can't
no.
do that until like year eight.
But it will be because even like the PS4, right, was like 6 or 7 years in its life, and still selling.
Oh, I bought one like 6 years after it was already out, and
right.
I've gone through like four of them.
Yeah,
like I bought like four different versions of that damn thing.
Because even the PS5, when it's not on we can't find it on the shelves. It hit like 10 million.
But
consoles
we never
sold.
Had a problem with PS4 going out of stock.
It usually does. I'll say the
maybe
first
day
year.
One. Yeah.
Well, the first year and the first Christmas season.
I don't even know though. I don't remember having
don't
a problem getting a we never had a problem getting an Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
I probably bought eight of those.
If you remember when the Switch came out, there was an issue getting
no, yeah,
the Switch. Because I remember when you bought your
issue.
Switch, we had to like drive around everywhere, and you finally found it at like a Best Buy. Remember that?
Yeah, I feel like it was an impulse buy too.
Yeah.
I don't even think I was going to get it originally.
You only got it because you couldn't find it, and you're like, if I don't buy it now, who knows when I could find it.
No, there was I'll agree with you on that. There was definitely a problem getting the Switch when it first came out. But all those other ones, there was never a problem back then.
Right.
Obviously,
but we also didn't have the money readily available,
that
you know.
Too. They also, but I'm thinking like they didn't need to get as much, I don't even know how to say
I
that,
like
high
pre-
technology
yeah.
to make these
but
things.
But the pre-order was way more easy to secure.
Oh, back then, yeah.
I wonder if it's also like now the bots are so prominent, it ruins
it
too.
That ruins everything. I mean, they scalloped what 60 million fucking consoles.
Yeah.
Like, why put out another 100 million if only 40 actually make it to the people? Well, that's why they need to put them in the fucking store.
Yeah.
Like, if they had put all those in the store somehow and just make a line outside, hey, everyone, one per person, walk up,
get your... tickets. Remember when they... Anything. Tickets that you could...
Anything.
A raffle.
Just come to the fucking store and grab it. So the same guy didn't buy 22 of them.
People are gonna get shot in the parking lots.
Oh. That's the way it's got to be, then.
Only the strong survive.
We can't
survive.
Shoot the bots. They just get them all and then sell it back to us for 20 grand.
This week was a short news week, obviously, because it was Thanksgiving. Who the hell wants to work on Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all that? Instead, I grabbed a bunch of rumors that are going around. I want to get your thoughts and opinions on them, if you believe it, if you don't. First big rumor that's going around right now is a Chrono Cross remake is coming from Forever Entertainment. It's to be announced at the Game Awards. The original Chrono Cross, released in 2009 on the PlayStation, it's the sequel to the one of the games that are considered the greatest game of all time, Chrono Trigger.
I've heard of it.
Chrono Trigger was on the SNES.
I've heard.
Re-released on the PlayStation later, and now it had a sequel on the PlayStation called Chrono Cross. The issue I have with this rumor is, if you were to make a remake of this series, why wouldn't you do Chrono Trigger? Which is the bigger game that everyone claims is like one of the top greatest games of all time.
Yeah, that is a silly move.
But again, Forever Entertainment was like, I think the last thing they made was Panzer Dragoon remake, which sucked. I bought it.
I mean, it says it's not really announced.
Right.
Maybe they just wait until where they showed at this Game Awards and it really is Chrono Trigger.
That would be...
Maybe they do it for an attention grab right off the bat to get people questioning, like, why would you do this one over a Trigger, and then they pop out with Trigger.
Well, I heard a good point that Chrono Trigger is so highly regarded that...
You don't want to play with it.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to touch perfection.
Especially after this GTA madness.
So maybe...
It could be.
So maybe you do a Chrono Cross remake, and you just release...
Well, when did Chrono Trigger release? Like, 1987? 1998.
On the SNES.
1998. And then this new one came out 2 years after that. Right, I was going to say, because if that one came out in like 80 something,
no, obviously.
The newer one would be easier to remake because it's higher.
If you look at like the, because again, it was on the SNES, the sprite work still holds up today.
Yeah. I've heard of it. I probably have it in my fucking,
hey, remember
in that bag of games.
And you threw them out? You did have it. I know you had it because I saw it.
I was going to say,
you
I probably had it.
You know that game
was
for like $120?
We should have sold it. Too bad it made it to the dumpster.
I fucking hate
that. There had to have been 100 games in that bag.
You know how much money that you had? Clay Fighter.
I did have. That's a great game.
Do you know
I had
how
some
much
good
that game goes
I had some great games. We should have took those right to the toy vault.
I would have, but I didn't know you were gonna throw it in the dumpster.
My mom said it's awesome. She's getting on my nerves.
My mom said it's awesome is the worst excuse.
I didn't know what $1,000
in that.
Dude, I didn't know what else to do with it. Yeah, that's crazy.
DC Universe Online developers are working on a similar Marvel AAA MMO RPG. This is from Dimension Inc. Games. Their website lists that they currently work on DC Universe Online and an unannounced title. So their unannounced title, people believe, is a Marvel AAA MMO RPG.
A DC?
No, Marvel. They already make a DC one, which is fairly popular.
And they're making...
a Marvel one. My only issue with this rumor is I believe it. I'm just surprised that Marvel was like, hey, they make a DC one, so we might as well just give them our guys, let them reskin it with our guys and make it as their own. Maybe it's just an easy cash grab. I mean, if it's ain't broke, don't fix it, right? And they're clearly doing something
right.
Well,
what's the DC game version of this?
Well, so you pick a hero and you just level them up online with your friends, MMORPG style. Almost like Final Fantasy 14, Guild Wars, RuneScape.
I mean, would you say that's almost like the Avengers game that's already out, or no?
But is like, instead of playing with three friends, you play with
A bunch of people. Yeah. With Marvel, I don't know.
MMORPGs, if you think about it, they're all janky.
What DC game is like that?
DC Universe Online. It's been out for years.
I feel like I had that.
It was like
is it like a kiddish game though? Like
not really a kiddish game. It came out in 2011 and it's still played
on the Xbox.
PlayStation 4, Xbox One.
I feel like I had that downloaded on my Xbox cuz of the girls, like my nieces.
No, you're thinking of that like
it had Wonder Woman in it. It had Wonder Woman in it. I feel like it might have had Superman in it.
Maybe.
You just like ran around the city like GTA style and like
kind of, yes.
I wonder if that was the same thing.
I'm leaning towards true. I would just say, you know what? They even have unannounced game that.
Well,
they,
just because you think it's true, I'm gonna go false.
False. Okay.
I don't see Marvel doing that.
Okay. I think it's because Marvel will make so many shit games like Marvel's Avengers.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, that'd be a reason why they would do it.
And they also have a ton of shit like mobile games, too. So
yeah.
Final Fantasy IX Remake currently in development / almost completed with a similar art style to Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis.
What the fuck is Ever Crisis?
So Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis is not out yet. It's a mobile
version.
Wasn't
that the remake of Crisis Core or something?
No. It's not a remake.
They were redoing that or something. Hear that?
No, I don't know.
We didn't hear anything about that?
No. Final Fantasy Ever Crisis is a mobile version of Final Fantasy VII, but the entire timeline of that story. And it has a chibi art style until you get into a battle, and then it's more realistic art style for just the battle.
To find the whole story, though. Adding Crisis Core into that?
Yes. Okay. It'll start with the Crisis Core stuff.
Go into the... Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what that art style looks like.
It's very chibi until you get to a battle, and then it looks more realistic.
I'm gonna need a definition.
Well, chibi is like smaller cartoon anime.
I'm gonna need to see it.
Final Fantasy VII, but I would think Final Fantasy IX is up for a remake at this point, right?
Absolutely. I don't think there's a point to remake 10.
Honestly, 10's
just
right.
Such a great game. Even when the cutscenes are already beautiful. I mean, if you're gonna redo 10, just redo like HD the, like when you're just running around and shit, because the cutscenes are still beautiful.
My thing is with 10 is the HD remake re-release or whatever still looks really damn good. Like you said,
I was gonna say they already have an HD remake, so right. I wouldn't even touch it.
Honestly,
that game I wouldn't touch.
Just let it.
Nine though would be, and even nine though has some solid cutscenes. Nine has good cutscenes.
Right.
100. Nine obviously looks a little small and shitty when you're running around the field. But
which again is
the
what
cutscenes
you could...
in nine. I'll definitely give it credit. They probably.
So this is what you look like when you're running around.
All right. So you're just like, I mean, you kind of look. This is what you kind of look like in seven anyway.
But it's a little bit better looking, you know?
No, like, yeah, it definitely looks more... And then if you They scroll, actually have definition to their bodies.
Right.
You're not just a block.
You look like a Lego in
the
original.
No, this actually looks solid.
But if you...
I like that fucking picture of Cloud, though.
And then, so I don't...
That's fucking savage.
Right, and I don't think there's any voice acting. It's all done through like that, where it's text.
Text box, yeah.
Yep.
I like that.
Now, if you swipe, I think it shows a battle. And again, it goes into a little bit more realistic, looks closer to
the... I mean,
the
only thing that blows is, like, the settings still look shit. I mean, it's 3D, though. I mean, because otherwise, I think 7, you start bird's eye.
Yeah, kind of.
And you're
kind of,
like, looking down at
it.
Hold on. I'm just trying to see the battle.
So the battle's still, like, free roam style, though. Like, you can still run around and shit.
I don't think it... I think it's take turns.
It doesn't look like it. Because Cloud's surrounded by 7 dudes. How are you going to
do
that?
Oh, all right.
How are you going to...
battle yet. That's still a cutscene. This is what the battle looks like. Where it gets more closer to the 7 remake that just came out.
It looks like you move around.
Well, it looks like he has the kind of on the bottom, the toggles for what you're going to do for your commands. And again, it's mobile.
I don't know if those are toggles or what you're going to do. I think those are telling you how much it's going to cost to do that move on that bar above you.
I gotcha.
Because that one says 2 bars, and he has a total of 6 bars.
And Final Fantasy IX coming out with a remake makes sense for... If you remember, we had the news that there was a Final Fantasy IX show coming out. I forget if it was Netflix, though.
What the... Who's... Is this fake?
What?
This screenshot?
What screenshot?
How do you have 7,200 health fighting the Scorpion Buster?
They just make up numbers, all
right? That's what I'm saying. Like, what?
They just make up numbers. Like, think about their names. Like, they're just all made up.
I'm going to say I like the style. I mean, just the picture of Cloud right there is savage.
I think...
That's a dope-ass pick. I don't care.
Yeah, the art style for Final Fantasy
style
is always
smooth.
The best.
But I haven't... I've never seen that style. On 7. That's like some new shit.
But you always see it on like the packaging or the
the cover or whatever.
Instruction booklet or whatever. You know, like that kind of art. That actually almost looks more like Kingdom Hearts art.
That's the thing that sucks though, is like, cause Squall always looked like a savage in Final Fantasy VIII.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the cutscenes, he looks like a savage because he's got the scar. But 7, you never really get the full effect of
right,
how they
look.
Because
like
they all look like shit.
Well, my thing is too, right? So you're
they
gonna
did
skip
give us,
8?
They did give us the movie though. So that was pretty smooth. They're the only Final Fantasy to give us the movie.
What, Advent Children?
Yeah,
that
was
a dope
smooth-ass
movie.
So.
Do you think they skip 8 to go to 9? 9's more popular, right?
I think so. It was an easier system to get used to.
Yep.
like commands and controls without the drawing and all
that
shit. And
it has more iconic characters, I think, right?
Vivi's popular. I don't really know if I would call that cast iconic.
But Vivi is
Vivi is, yeah, him. But he's a typical black mage in any game.
Right,
play.
It's true. Like, you're right. It's true.
I don't even think his name's not even like Vivi. He's like a clone in the game. Like, there's a jillion of him. So he's really not iconic, but he is to us.
He's iconic to Final Fantasy,
not,
yes.
Because you see that like black mage on cover art all the time.
Well, it's like saying the Chocobo is iconic, right?
Which it is.
It is.
But it is. It's like, in every game,
but
almost.
It's so many of them, right?
There are, yeah. I agree. I don't know if Zidane is a popular lead character. I'm assuming he gets better reviews than Squall because everyone said Squall is just too angry.
Like, yeah.
He's too dull. Mm-hmm. Cloud doesn't really talk in his game, so it's hard to tell with him.
Right.
But, like, I mean, obviously the remake is smooth.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wouldn't even touch 10. I'd probably skip 8, go to 9. If people like 9, go to 8 and try.
Well, again, we know we have the 9 show coming.
Yeah.
So if they release at a similar time and tie into each other?
9 was already, like, 9 was that close to already being, like, a decent-looking game.
Yeah.
And obviously...
And it was late PlayStation 1, right?
The upgrade... Yeah, it was. And the upgrade from 7 to 9 is dramatic.
Yep.
Like, you can actually see your legs and
like
shit.
Crap. Well, 8 is still a dramatic upgrade from 7.
8 also is, like, decent in the cutscenes. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't say it's as good as the 9 cutscenes.
No.
Decent cutscenes. Like, yep. The first fight is kind of nuts.
Right.
Him and Scyther in the beginning.
In the beginning.
But, yeah, when you walk around, but, I mean, at least they have the full bodies.
Yeah.
They do have full bodies. You can see the, you know, their outfits cut out and, like, you can see the lines of
where their waist
they're is.
They're not Legos.
So, they're not blocks, but obviously 9, like, your guy has a tail. You can see the tail move when you run. Like, it's more fluid.
Yeah, I
would go right to 9.
I would prefer a 9.
Just because the system
8.
Is more...
Yep.
Like, easy to play.
And I would
more classic.
Revisiting that story over the 8 story.
The 9 story. I like the 8 story, too, because it's
eight
just confusing.
Way, yes, that's it. Yes.
9 is a little bit easier to understand.
Right.
9 doesn't really start getting crazy until you start getting to the end. Like, when you get into, like, Zidane's backstory and all this shit. But, like, the beginning is just you trying to get the princess.
Right.
And that's pretty straightforward.
That's easy to follow for everyone. Mirror's Edge remake to be announced at Game Awards. The original released in 2008 on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. That was the like parkour game that had like a cult following, I'll say. That's Faith Connors. That's all I remember from the game. You literally like run away from people the entire time, jumping from like rooftop to rooftop.
They have that same game though, but like zombie version.
Yeah, like
Dying Light or whatever it is.
Yes, exactly.
I'd rather play that one because that one actually looks savage.
But
parkour
this is a cult following. You know, like sometimes those cult followings are strong enough to get you.
Sad part is I've never heard of them.
Really? It's one of those games that like if you look at a list from that time, it's always on the list of like great games.
We were too busy just. Absolutely dominating in
Halo and Gears of War 2.
Wingman. So, to notice a game like this.
Oh, without a doubt. Amazon Studios is close to finalizing a deal to helm a Mass Effect series. Follows the books, not the video games, similar to Netflix's The Witcher series. Henry Cavill recently teased that he was attached to a Mass Effect project. So, again, Henry Cavill, huge PC gamer nerd.
Is he, bro?
Huge, big time. He was the one who basically jump-started the whole Witcher series.
Oh, really? Yeah.
This would be, like, such a... In the same vein, he's a big-time name now. You tie him to it, it's just going to go big anyways.
He's fucking Superman.
Yeah. Well, and I think he's almost just as iconic for being Geralt now, I think.
Yeah, but, I mean, Superman... Who's more known, The Witcher or Superman?
Yeah, no.
If you play Superman, chances are...
And he's Sherlock Holmes.
Is he?
In the Netflix series, it's him and the girl from Stranger Things.
Which one?
11.
Hawk? Oh, what?
She plays Sherlock Holmes' little sister.
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yep.
I've never heard of that. I didn't know he was in that.
Season 2 just finished taping today, according to Henry Cavill.
Nah, he's definitely a big name, though. I'm not really into the Mass Effect. It doesn't really do anything. I've never, not that I'm not into it. I never played it.
But
I don't know.
Same thing. I'll say I didn't give a fuck about The Witcher. And then his series came out, and my God, is it good.
Yeah, no, he's a savage. But
it's so good.
I feel like The Witcher, though, has an easier... I mean, I guess Mass Effect wouldn't...
I don't know. Space, sci-fi, like, that gets
people.
That's
what I was going to say. I'm just saying, like, I feel like The Witcher has easier elements to incorporate. Because we've seen, not shows like... I mean, we've seen shows
like
The
like
Witcher.
It's almost like a Vampire Hunter.
Exactly.
You know, like...
And we've got a lot of that before.
But I mean, how big Star Wars
space
is now.
Space is also big.
Yeah.
But it's hard to mess up a space movie. I mean, it's easy to mess up a space movie.
Why? Are you talking about Episode 8?
That's bad. episode. I still think A New Hope's awful.
Wait, is that 9?
4.
4? Oh, okay, okay.
Technically 1. But also, there's a movie I watched, a space movie with Brad Pitt in it, awful. Ad Astra.
I've never even heard of that.
Terrible movie. It makes absolutely no sense. It was an awful movie.
Interstellar?
A great movie.
There you go.
But like I said, there's some great ones, but it's very easy to mess those up.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Because that Brad Pitt movie was just absolutely... And I thought it looked good from the trailer.
Yeah.
Awful. Complete waste of 2 hours.
Brad Pitt. What did you
Complete
expect?
Waste of... Idiot. He's got some good movies. Yeah. World War Z, we went to see that together.
That was
a crazy movie.
That was. I'll give you that. Very unrealistic, but...
Very unrealistic.
Based on
a great
story.
Great movie. Yeah, of course it was.
I'll tell you what. I honestly think that this is already like written and ready to go, and they are just seeing who will be the highest bidder.
I'm sure.
I'm sure Henry Cavill's already signed to be John
Mass
Shepard.
Effect already popular.
Right.
Henry Cavill.
Yes.
It's already destined for success,
yes,
but...
100%.
They just want to... Give it a little tease.
Well, because what they'll do is they'll say, "All right, we want $300 million." And
Papa Lou's gonna be excited.
And then Amazon will be like, "We'll give you $400 million." That's what they do, though. Another rumor: celebration for Legend of Zelda 35th anniversary will continue at the Game Awards with an announcement. Now, that's the only rumor. They didn't say anything. But if it's the 35th anniversary, I would think they continue the announcement with something that celebrates the past, with maybe more games coming to the Switch. Wind Waker HD, Twilight Princess HD maybe. Because, again, the only thing we really got for the 35th anniversary was Skyward Sword. So I think we get maybe more. I don't think we see more of Breath of the Wild 2. I mean, they could use a Breath of the Wild 2 trailer here instead. Maybe that's the announcement. I don't think we get a date.
I already said before that I thought we were going to get a Breath of the Wild 2 announcement soon. Whatever we were talking about.
Maybe
whatever show we were talking about before, award show.
Game Awards.
Game Awards. So I already thought that they would possibly tease it.
Maybe that's what
But
we
maybe
get.
They give you a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Maybe they give you a tiny little teaser of Breath of the Wild, and then they finish it off with the Wind Waker to keep you still around.
Dude, the amount of people who want them to just throw Wind Waker HD on the Switch.
I mean, everyone used to love Wind Waker. That was always a popular one.
You know what's funny is when Wind Waker actually came out, people hated it.
Yeah.
And then after it
grew
was
to
out,
love it.
Yes. It's now considered like one of the greatest.
I think Otic used to play. He used to hate it, and then he just
loved
all
it.
Of a sudden he was replaying. He was like, "Yo, this game is such a great game."
I was the same way. I had it on the GameCube.
I don't think I ever liked it.
I think it's because I hated the way it looked.
I don't think I really didn't. I didn't get into any of those old ones.
It's wild to me, dude.
I just never got into them.
Insiders believe Returnal will be receiving DLC, which will be announced soon, launching fairly soon after the announcement. So Returnal came out this year. It was one of PS5's bigger titles. Again, it was like an 8-hour game to complete.
Yeah. You need some DLC, though.
Right.
Same thing with that's the same thing as Spider-Man.
Yep.
6 hours to beat it. Throw out a DLC.
Well, it's easier to make DLC too, right? Than to make a sequel.
Yeah, of course. It's just a quick little story.
And the way Returnal works, right? It's like Hades, where you go in, if you die, you just restart. That's so, just make a new level or something, right?
I mean, if they did that for Hades, I'd hop in another.
Immediately, right?
Go, give us the second part of the story.
Right.
I finally get to the human world and then I just die again.
Oh, no, that's because you didn't complete the story. There's a full.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
Stop.
I
know they do something different every time I go back.
There's an actual,
but I'm just saying, it's stupid.
There's an actual end of the story.
No, I'm not beating it 6 times.
No, it's 10. You have to beat it 10 times.
I'm not doing that. One was enough. One was enough.
I want you to know that my older brother listens to this. And he makes fun of you every time we bring up, because he beat it 10 times.
I don't got the time for that.
No, well, actually, you probably do, because at the end of it, you get so good, it's only
I noticed when I played on yours, I was like, I got to Hades like that, because you had all the upgraded weapons and shit.
Yeah,
but I feel like I got the satisfaction when I beat it the first time. I don't think I'm gonna get the same satisfaction when I beat it 9 more times.
I would love it if they gave us the DLC. I think at this point you have to just do a sequel. I think it'll make more money with a sequel.
I don't know what other world you could put them into, not for a DLC. What other setting could you give them?
Well, so what if you get to the end, you fight Zeus?
I mean, I already had a problem with Hades. I don't really want to fight Zeus.
Let's see. Quantic Dreams is working on a Star Wars game. Game is called Star Wars Eclipse, ready to be announced and will be shown prior to the end of the year. So Quantic Dreams is known for making those they're the story games where you don't really have gameplay. It's more of make this decision and see what happens. Almost like the Telltale games.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
I mean, some of those games have the decisions, though. There's still some good combat.
I don't think they did like
they should have
Detroit Become Human. That's where you like play as the robot in a society of humans.
What's that game I'm thinking of?
Borderlands?
No, the other one where you make the decisions and it changes like your abilities.
Oh, and Infamous.
Infamous.
It's very different than those.
If they make a game like that, Star Wars, dope as shit. Then they had one like that before, I think. I think that was
KOTOR.
Like Battlefront 2 or something like that, where you were your own Jedi.
That's KOTOR. That's the one that came out on the Switch.
I'm talking an old one, though.
Yeah, Knights of the Republic.
Yeah.
That's on the Switch now. Just came out.
Well, they're making some new one. I sent
it's
you
a
that.
Remake of that.
Oh, is it?
All yes. Right.
It said second chapter, like a new chapter on that little
trip.
Oh,
that was the MMORPG. Yeah. That's like an...
I've heard there's some rumors for some new Star Wars games coming out.
I think they've opened... Because remember, Star Wars had the...
I know like, they're making exclusive... that new... What was that game with... What's-his-face in it from Shameless?
Oh, Ian...
I don't know what that one in particular is called.
It's not Force Awakens, but it was something
like...
Jedi...
Jedi Force something... I heard they're making a second one of that. I heard they're making another style Star Wars game.
Fallen Order.
Fallen Order. I heard there's going to be another one of those.
There has to be. Again, that was a massive hit.
I'm hearing there's multiple new Star Wars games coming out soon. Not soon, but...
Remember, EA
style
technically had the license for it.
Yeah.
And then they took it away finally. Yeah. And I think they've opened the floodgates. Remember, Ubisoft is supposedly working on
an open world bounty hunter trying to play this. Trying to take the Star Wars into it, which is great.
Right.
I love all these different styles.
Yes.
Again, I still had fun with Battlefront, the new Battlefront,
too. We might not like this, but there's 15 Star Wars games coming out to the point there is going to be one that we like.
But remember when we were playing Battlefront 1?
Yep.
We had like five guys playing that, heroes versus villains.
Yep.
Fun as hell.
Yep.
And then when I started playing 2, it sucked at the beginning because they only had heroes and villains again.
Right.
And then it was all those other dumb modes. But then they added that 4v4 mode where it's just lightsabers on lightsabers.
Yep.
And that shit was a great add.
Right.
Where it's just 4v4, you got... You know, 8 people to choose from on each side.
Right.
And 6 out of the 8 have a lightsaber.
Yep.
So everyone got to play with a lightsaber. That's what it needed.
Yes.
And that was a big update. If they could do more games going like that going forward, try to incorporate some older people. I don't know, make up a new story. I don't give a shit.
And I think that led from the EA downfall. Because remember, EA made that game as well, right? And at first, it came out and it was not doing well. So they had to keep updating it and
fixing the game.
That was
the only reason why people kept playing it, was when they added that mode.
Right.
And that was a dope-ass mode.
You actually almost saw people play it more 2 years after it released than when it originally released.
And then, I think it was another mode. They had like a 2v2 mode.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just you and another Jedi against another two guys.
Even the dogfight mode in that game is pretty decent.
Even the one with that fucking thing where they had it where you're in space.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
I played that one night, like, you know, a little high, and it was... That's tough. That was a dope mode, though.
Yeah. Metroid Prime 1 Remaster was completed this summer by Retro Studios. This rumor has been going around forever. We had a Trilogy HD Remaster rumor that was supposed to be announced in 2019. Metroid Prime 4 was announced in 2017. It still isn't out. We don't have a release date for it. You would think they would put like the other Metroid games on the Switch to get people ready for the sequel. I just don't understand why you would only remaster one and then do the fourth. And Retro Studios is supposedly working on Metroid Prime 4, so how did they do the remaster unless they have their team's big enough to work on both at the same time?
That's a little sketchy.
Yeah, I could totally see them, because it would be the most Nintendo thing ever to just remaster one and then bring out the sequel 4. I mean, when Metroid Dread came out this year, right? That's a direct sequel to Fusion, which came out on the Game Boy Advance. And instead of like just putting them on the Switch to replay it so you can get the story, they kind of just like recap the story in a slideshow.
Yeah.
I think that's the most Nintendo move ever. But I would hate it. It's just like...
I'd rather it get recapped in the beginning or something.
Than replay through.
Have to replay another one.
Maybe, yeah.
Saves you the trouble.
And then here's the last one I could find. GTA 6 development has taken so long due to development being rebooted in 2020. It would make sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially because don't the news thing say like 2024 would be when... So if you had to restart in 2020...
I think that's what the rumor was,
That would still give it like 4 years of development time. Also, supposedly GTA 4 remaster currently in the works and includes all Liberty City DLC. If that's true, I guarantee you that's gotten delayed because they don't want to redo the GTA 3.
I don't even think we need that. GTA 4 ran pretty smooth.
Well, my thing is, you don't ever really hear anyone talk about GTA 4. It's almost like the forgotten GTA.
Everyone talked about it until GTA 5 Online came out.
Yep.
Because at a certain point, I still thought GTA 4 was better than GTA
really?
5. Really? I like that dude in GTA 4.
Yep. I don't even remember the Liberty City DLC.
I don't remember the DLC, but I just liked his character.
Oh, what's his name?
GTA 5, you had to switch between the three guys.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't bad. The story was still decent in GTA 5. But you had to complete each guy's like side story, and that was, and then you had to make the decision to kill one of them at the end. It was like, eh.
What is the name of the GTA 4 main character?
Michael.
No, isn't that the name of GTA 5?
Oh, yeah, that is him, yeah.
Because it's Michael, Trevor,
what is
and
it, like Vinny.
I think it is Nico Bellic. I don't know. I feel like GTA 4.
I used to like GTA 4. Until GTA 5 didn't even pop off until the online came out.
Yeah. Well, people like the story of GTA 5.
I don't think it was as popular. And GTA maybe. 5 didn't get pop. I mean, the online didn't get popular until like 6 months after it came
right.
out.
Right. Well, again, remember, it did that thing where it released on the PS3 and Xbox 360 at the very end of the life.
Yeah.
And then relaunched on the newer console and was
like, I like GTA 4. But I don't think it needs a remaster. I think it would still run okay on your PS5
right.
or whatever.
And I don't think they're going to use the same art style that they used for the GTA 3 remaster, because I think GTA 4 by
is
itself
already,
looks
is already
better than the remaster.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I thought 4 was... I liked it better than
Maybe
five.
You're right. Maybe they just like, you know, upscale it and make it run to 60 frames.
What you could do to make
it... They just smooth out the texture so it doesn't look as shitty, but it doesn't take that much work.
It really didn't look that shitty, though.
But that's what I'm... So you don't have to do that kind of... Because again, GTA 3... remasters did like the whole new art style.
Yeah. Well, they had to.
Yeah.
It was too pixely in those in those original ones.
Well, it didn't work out so well for them.
I mean, really, only 3 was the ugliest one. San Andreas was a lot better than 3, but
maybe they do a GTA 4 though. If GTA 6 isn't coming out in so long, and again, it's another thing they can do to hold you over.
I think by the time GTA 6 comes out, people are going to be...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, so here are 10 rumors. How many of these do you think are shown at the Game Awards? I say 3.
I was going to say 4.
4? 4
or 5. Half. Even, 50% maybe.
Even the Mass Effect series, I could see them doing a teaser at the Game Awards.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think we get the Chrono Trigger one because everyone's talking about it now.
I'm going no on the DC Marvel thing.
So I just Googled it. Apparently, there's a lot more coming out about it. So I don't even want to put it in the rumor category anymore. It looks more than confirmed.
I'm definitely thinking yes for Final Fantasy IX.
But do we see it at the Game Awards?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
I believe it's in development. I mean, it says almost completed.
Yep.
So why wouldn't they show it at the Game Awards?
Because you already have Chrono Cross Remake. That's also Square Enix.
Who cares, though?
Yeah, I guess
it's
they
would serve.
It's
not Final Fantasy. Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
Those are two different names.
Yep. Mirror's Edge Remake. If it is done,
yeah, I don't see why that would be a lie.
Game Awards for sure. If I don't know how far the Mass Effect series is actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if we see anything for Legend of Zelda at the Game Awards. I honestly don't.
I think we would. I just don't know what.
Right.
I think it's a little teaser trailer, Breath of the Wild. Probably not. Even if it just gives the date.
Yep.
I think they'll give something for it.
Okay.
Something.
Even
if they just gave us a black screen that said Breath of the Wild 2, I think they'd do it.
What if they give us the actual name? Because right now, currently, it's just the sequel to Breath of the Wild. Like, we don't have the actual name.
You don't think they'll just call it Breath of the Wild 2?
I don't think so.
What else would you call it?
Some people have called it, like, Revenge of the Wild or something.
Oh, stop.
Well, because, again, it's supposed... Like, if you see the trailer for it, it's like they go down and basically find Ganon's remains and it, like... Corrupts
like,
the whole
it's
world.
Like Jason 6.
Yeah.
He pops out of the ground.
I'm going 3. We see 3 of these things at the Game Awards.
I don't think we'll see anything about GTA.
No, at all.
Returnal, maybe.
I could see Returnal getting its DLC Shadow dropped at the Game Awards.
I'm still gonna keep my 4. Ready to be announced. No, I'm gonna go 5. I'm going to go to Star Wars game because it says ready to be announced.
Yep, and it says prior to the end of the year, so this would be the place. No?
I'm
going to
go Star Wars game, and Star Wars is just popping right now, so I don't
yep.
see why you wouldn't drop it
yep.
at the end of the year. Star Wars, Returnal, yes. I'm still saying Legend of Zelda.
Yep, just something Legend of Zelda.
Final Fantasy IX, and I'm going to say Mirror's Edge because I don't see why.
Why not, right?
Else, right? Amazon, I'll leave up to debate with the whole Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Chrono, I don't know about enough to know if it's going to be announced.
Yep.
But I don't see why it wouldn't be.
I don't if Marvel I just don't want to say six that, things. That online game, I don't think you see that at the Game Awards. I don't think that
the DC think that's a thing. I don't even think that's real. Stupid. The Metroid, I don't even care about.
I hope they do something about Metroid
Prime 1
again. If they give us Metroid Dread DLC, I would be so hyped.
That maybe, but it just came out.
Yeah.
So it's like
that would be the perfect time.
That's if they even have an idea what they're going
to
do.
Right. I don't think Metroid would ever get DLC. It's not the type of game to get it.
Yeah, they'll just make a new one.
All right, and that does it for this week's episode of the After Hour Nerd Podcast. You can find me on Twitter @AHN_gags. Find Dill on Halo @PapaDill22.